Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav Mabez. As we continue here in Perek Ein Bein Hamudar, the fourth Perek of Maseches Nedarim, and we are at the two dots, Lamed Vav Mabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. The Mishnah had said, describing, the past two Mishnahs had been describing the behavior that one is allowed or not allowed to have with somebody who he was Mudar Hana'a from. So the Mishnah had said that if I'm Mudar Hana'a from someone, I could teach them certain parts of Torah, but not all parts of Torah. The Mishnah had said on Lamed Heim Abayz, I could teach them Medrash, Halachos, Vagados, I could teach them Torah Shebal Peh. But I cannot teach them Mikra, can't teach them Sukkah, I can't teach them Tanakh, but I'm allowed to teach their children Mikra. I'm allowed to teach their children Tanakh. Question is, what's the difference? If I'm Mudar Hana from you, I either should be able to teach them you Torah or not. Why should certain parts of Torah be allowed and certain parts of Torah not be allowed? So, says the Gemara, Malamdo Medrash Halachos Va'agados Avalo Yilamdenu Mikra. Mikra, my time alo Yilamdenu. Why am I not allowed to teach you Mikra? Mishum Demahani Lei. Because I am benefiting you, I am teaching you Torah, and therefore what? And then what? The Torah is the benefit? Didn't we say mitzvahs lav lahanos nenu? Didn't we say mitzvahs are not defined by their hanas? So we mentioned already to the Ran and the other Rishonim mentioned that on the Mishnah that maybe Torah is different because Torah is defined by its hanah. Lima Torah is nitan lehanos, like we saw Rav Avraham Nahar later on, and the Eglei Tal and the other Mefarshim. Or the other type of hana that's being referred to here is the hana that you are saving by my not taking money for teaching you. That's the hana. It's not the Torah, but it's that I'm teaching you, I'm giving you a free lesson, and you're not paying me for it. So that is the hana that we're talking about. So the Ran says, on the bottom line of the Ran, why am I not allowed to teach you Mikra? Because Mahani Le, the Ran says, Kishe'eno no tell me menuschar, when I don't take money for it. So back to the Gemara, so Medrash Namika Mahani Le. So Medrash also, Torah Shvapeh also, if it's the same situation where I'm teaching for free, so that should also be called Hana'a, and it should also be Aser. So Amar Shmuel, B'makam Shenotlin Schar Ala Mikra, Ve'notlin Schar Ala Medrash. The case is where one takes schar. One gets, it's a place where people pay teachers for mikra and not for medrash. And therefore, if you don't take schar for mikra, so that's giving him hana, because he's saving that money that he should have to pay someone else. But it's a place where nobody ever pays for medrash, and therefore, that's not saving him any money. Says the Gemara, my Pascha, why do you assume that way? Like it's such an obvious halacha, obvious reality, that you get paid for this and you don't get paid for that. My Pascha, how could the Mishnah just assume that distinction? So the Gemara says, Hakamash Malan. No, there's a reason for it. Da'afilu b'makam shenotlin schar, even in a place where schar is usually taken, al hamikra shari lemishkal, al hamedrash lo shari lemishkal, one is allowed to take schar for teaching mikra and not for teaching medrash. And that's why, because you're allowed to take schar for teaching mikra, for teaching Tanakh, so that is why it is asur to do it to someone who was mudar hana from you, because you're saving them money. Masha'en kein, in the case of medrash, well, you're not allowed to. So the Gemara again asks, what's the difference? Why should one be mutter and one be usser? Maishna medrash delo. Why do we say that by medrash one is not allowed to take money for it, for teaching dechsif? Because the pasuk says, VOC, this is the source. The source is quoted here, it's quoted in Bechoros, but here it is. Dechsiv vosit tziva Hashem v'esahi l'lamed eschem. To me, Moshe says, Hashem commanded at that time l'lamed eschem, to teach you. So there's a comparison between Hashem teaching Moshe and Moshe teaching Am Yisrael. Viksiv re'eli malati eschem chukim umishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem. And see the laws that Hashem commanded me. So we compare. Ma ani bechinam, af atem nami bechinam. Just like I teach for free, I don't get paid for it. So too, you should teach bechinam. What is that referring to? So the Ran said it's referring to Moshe. Moshe says, just like I taught you Am Yisrael bechinam, so too you have to teach others bechinam. The Rush adds in, you go back one step. Just like Hashem taught Moshe, and then Moshe taught B'nai Yisrael, so too B'nai Yisrael should teach others. This is the source that one should not accept money for teaching Torah. Ma'ani b'chinam, af atem nami Avatimnami bechinam. Says the Gemara, let's just finish, actually no, let's stop there for a minute. The major topic that is discussed by the Rishonim here is then, so how is it that we can pay Rebbeim? How is it we do pay teachers for teaching us Torah? So the Rishonim quote the Gemara elsewhere, the concept of schar batala, that we don't. The Ron here says that we don't pay the teachers for, you want to look in the first couple of wide lines of the Ron, that's where he quotes the halacha lemaisa, that even if one doesn't accept Torah, one is not allowed to accept money for teaching Torah because of this Gemara, ma'ani b'chinam, but the schar that one could get is the money for not doing anything else. The money for giving up any other profession that I would be able to do, so that is why I'm allowed to accept money. That is what's called schar batala. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yerodea, in Simen Reish Mem Vav, that's the Simen about the Talmud Torah, Sif Dalet, Sif Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch, Makam Shenagu Lomo Tarshe B'chsav B'schar, Mota Lomo B'schar, Aval Tarshe B'al Peh, we'll get to why that is in a minute, why should Mikra be different, Aval Tarshe B'al Peh, Osu Lamed B'schar, Lom Matza Mishi Lamdenu B'chinam, if you don't find somebody to teach you Torah for free, Yilmo B'schar, V'yalo Yishutzuch Lomo B'schar, Lo Yomar, Kishev Shalamati B'schar, Kachema B'schar, V'chulu, Uma Shenagu Ha'idna, Lo Lamed Akol B'schar, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Minog today, that everybody gets paid for teaching Torah, im ein lo b'malehis parnes shari. If this is their parnasa, if they don't have any other parnasa, and therefore they need to get paid, meaning they're devoting their lives to this. They're not pushing themselves and having expertise in any other area because they're choosing to teach Torah, so then it is mutter, v'afilu yeshlo, and even if you want to say he does make a living, let's say he does something on the side, imuschar batala, demuchach, sheminia kalasako v'maso matano shari. If it's schar batala, if people realize that he's a smart guy, and he would be able to do something else in life, he'd be able to have a successful profession in another area, and he chooses not to, then it's also mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, both A, where this is his parnasa, and even if it's not his full parnasa, but he chooses to do this instead of spending his entire time doing other areas of gaining parnasa, so that would be mutter. If you want to go back a little bit, this Shulchan Aruch is based on his words on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah discusses this at length. If you read the Rambam, you get one impression. But if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, he says the Rambam must be seen in a very limited context. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Gimel. Very strong words. Kala meisim alibo sheyasok batorah, velo yasok milacha, v'yisparnis b'natztaka. Says the Rambam, if somebody chooses to be osik batorah, not do work, and just rely on staka, harezeh chilel es Hashem, ubiza es haTorah. This is a disgrace. V'kiba ma'or hadas, and you have to extinguish the light of the religion. V'garam ra'a la'atzmo, v'natal chayav min ha'olam haba. Wow, that's a lot of lashonos. If somebody chooses not to do work, just to be osek b'torah, why? And to be misparnis b'natztaka. L'fisha aser lehanos b'divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Amru chachavim chalanen b'divrei Torah natal chayav min ha'olam. V'ot sivu lo tasa b'torah l'skado b'hem, lo kardam lachber b'hem. Goes to all the chazals and Pirkei Avos and elsewhere. The question is, so how could somebody make a living? How could somebody ever, according to the Rambam, fulfill another Rambam? The last Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, where the Rambam discusses that Shevet Levi should be supported by the rest of Am Yisrael. And then the Rambam says, not only Shevet Levi, but anybody who puts their heart into being that role model for Klal Yisrael. So the Kesef Mishnah here discusses this at length. And he quotes the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, in Pirkei Avos, and he goes through every case in Shas, where it's discussed that some of the Amoraim were Chotve Eitzim and Shoave Mayim, and he quotes Hillel, who was a water schlepper, and he says, do you think really Hillel did this when he became the Gadol Hadar, they would have let him do this? He says, Nira Midvarv, Sherov Chachmei HaTorah HaGdolim, Shevaoso Zman, O Kulam, Hayosim came. The Kesef Mishnah says, you for the Rambam, you would get the impression that every Tana and every Amora had made a living and did something else. And none of them were the Rashi Yeshivas. He said, no, he says, Eimi Shamraya. Maybe by Hillel, where he says he was a Chotev Eitzim, Shezaya Davka Batchilas Limudo, Ulafishaya Vizmanim, Alafim Ruvavos Talmidim, Ulai Lohe Noseb Elamu for Samim Shebahem. There were thousands of Talmidim, suggests the Kesav Mishnah. So to only a few of them, they supported. Oshakol Mishaya Efshalo, Shalolano Seyose, Avokishazacha Lachachma, Valime Das, Esaam, Hatala Daitoka Shea Chotev Eitzim. Told my Ramosha Feinstein, we would have let work in the fields? No, he would have supported. But at the end of the Kesef Mishnah, he says as follows. After he has a very long discussion, he says, V'achrei odi Hashem osan was kol zos, ef shalomar, shekavonas rabbeinu kani. This is what I think the Rambam really means. And this is what he wrote in Shulchan Aruch. She'ein la'adam lefrok ol malacha me'alav, kedei lehisparnis ben abrios, kedei lilmod. A person should not throw off the ol of malacha in order to be misparnis to learn. But to learn something that he could get a parnasa from. There's a balance, as the Kesef Mishnah, that you can, in certain cases, even if you don't want to say it's the Rambam's lashon, he says, look around. Kavakam shalacha rofeves biyotcha halachach raminug v'ra'inu kol chachme Yisrael kodim zvan rabbeinu v'yacharav noagem litos char menat zibur. You find people taking money, people teaching Torah, making money from it. Some people learning Torah. V'gam ki notes halacha gedibur rabbeinu b'fir shemishnah efshar sheskimu kol chachme adoras b'shem eis lasul l'shem efeiru Torah secha. So the Kesef Mishnah discusses there is some precedent for taking money for learning Torah, for teaching Torah. Again, it's a balance of the chiyuv malacha, the chiyuv parnasa that one has, and the chiyuv of the tzibur to support certain shevet levi as is described. So again, how to apply that lamaisa is a discussion in the postgame and different opinions depending on who you ask. But the source of the whole discussion is this Gemara right here, the Chazal of Ma Ani Bechinam Af Atem Nami Bechinam. But then the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, so if you're telling me that you're not allowed to take money for teaching Torah, so then Mikra Nami, and the Gemara here does not mention the concept of Schar Batala, so then Mikra Nami Bechinam. So why does the Mishnah assume that you're allowed to teach Tanakh? You're allowed to teach Torah for free, for money, and that's why you're not allowed to teach somebody who you were Mudra Hana from, because then you're giving them Hana by not accepting money from them. Why should that be different than Mishnah? So, Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Amar, Schar Shimur. What does Schar Shimur mean? Similar to what we just said by Schar Batala. You're not getting money to for teaching the Torah. You're getting money for babysitting. Schar Shimur. Meaning, who are you teaching Mikra to? Mikra, the young children. So that's why you're allowed to get schar in that case, because you're not taking money for the teaching, but for the babysitting, and that's why not taking schar from someone who you were mudr hana'a from would be usur, because you are saving them the money that they would have to pay for the babysitting. The Mefarshim here explain, what is it the shmira from? The pashas is shmira from, you know, being alone. It's dangerous. They could get hurt, right? They could, go somewhere where they shouldn't go. The Rush here says, "L'shamram shelo yelchu berechovos ubishvakin." You guard them so they don't go out to the streets. V'aziku and get damaged. V'yachanchu v'dvarim ra'im. They'll get mushpa, influenced by what they find on the street. So the Rush says it's not just the physical dangers, but it's the spiritual dangers of just being out and free without having any hashgacha. So Rav says it is schar shimur. That's why you're allowed to get schar in a normal case by mikra, but not in the case of mudr hana. And you have to take it by mudr hana. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, schar pisuk ta'amim. Rabbi Yochanan says, different shot. Schar pisuk ta'amim. What does that mean? You're teaching them the ta'amim. You're not teaching them Torah exactly. You're teaching them the trop. You're teaching them ta'amei hamikra. And that you're allowed to get schar for. Why? So the Ran says that is because Rabbi Yochanan holds, against the day we're going to have later on, that ta'amei hamikra are derabanan. And if they're derabanan, so it's not really learning per se, but it is something that is, we might call it a hechsher mitzvah, a step towards learning, and therefore one would be allowed to get money for that. Says the Ran Shemalamda in the middle of the medium lines, Shemalamda Tamim Delav Daraisa Nimu, Hilkach Lav Havi Bechlal Chukimu Mishpatim. is not included in the Chukim Mishpatim that one has to learn for free, and therefore one would be able to accept money for that. If you look in the Torah Tamimah writes in Dvarim, in Perak Dalid, he quotes, what's the heter for Pisik Ta'amim? Mishum She'ein Zer Rak Hachana Lilmod V'Havanas HaMikra V'Zer Rak Yediya Ba'alma V'Lachein Ein Zer Bechlal Ikra Limud She'asur Lika Cholav Schar. That is what is said. Right, to say that it's only a Heksher Mitzvah, some would argue, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and many times, among others, always pick up on the Ta'amim, the Meshech Chachma. Many times pick up on the Ta'amim in order to understand the Pasuk in a deeper fashion. The Tami HaMikra teach us and help give us understanding. It's not just a Heksher. But it's still, the Mesorah could be that it's only Derabanan, and therefore, that is why one would be able to get Schar for it according to Rabbi Yochanan. There is a Hagos Simonios that writes in Ilchas Talmud Torah that based on this line, the only problem with teaching Torah is dinim d'oraisa. But dinim d'rabanan in Perek Aleph of Ilchas Talmud Torah, dinim d'rabanan would be mutter, based on this Gemara. Says Hagos Amanios, v'dikdek rabbeinu simcha, mikan, michladi lo nitan, besinai, havishari, l'kuliam, likaklem schar. As long as it wasn't given at Harsinai, so then you'd be able to get schar. V'lakein nired, dekol chidish, sofrim, mutter likak schar mimenu. Unbelievable. Every din d'rabanan, you ought to teach Meseches Brachos and Meseches Megillah. Because that's all d'rabanans. Right? Except Kriya Shema. But, and maybe Tefillah. But a lot of the other prakim is okay. That's how Hagos Simonios. Said Rav Soloveitchik, he was very upset about this. Rav Soloveitchik said, against Rabbeinu Simcha, he says, how can you say that? We know the difference between Dinim D'Rabbanan and Dinim D'Oraisa. It's in terms of the Chiv, the Chiv Gavra. It's in terms of what the person has to do. Why do I have to do this? Because the Rabbanan told me or because the Torah told me? And that's why you have Savi D'Rabbanan Lakula and other principles. But if I learn Meseches Megillah, what? I'm being Mevatel Torah D'Oraisa and I'm only being Talmud Torah D'Rabbanan. If I only learn something that's only Mechuyev D'Rabbanan. Right, or another mashal he gave. If I only learn Chitas Beis Shammai, I'm being Mevatel Torah D'Oraisa because we don't pass like Beis Shammai. So it's zero in terms of Hanhagas HaGavra. By Dinim D'Rabbanan. So, there's no difference between what he called the Chefsa Shel Torah, between a din d'rabbanan and a din d'oraisa. If I'm learning Torah, even if it's about din d'rabbanan, I'm mekayim talmud Torah d'oraisa. So when the Gemara here says pisik talmud d'rabbanan, that should not be. You should not extrapolate that. Oh, this means for all dinim d'rabbanan. It has to be something else, like maybe like what the Torah Tzvima said and others, that in terms it's one step, but it's a heksher limud. It's not Torah itself. It is a preparatory stage for learning. Meaning, it's a certain yediyah. I mean, even before a child has the knowledge to be able to content, know, and learn, so he's taught this. It's nigunim. It's the way that we sing the text. And it could be that when we first learn it, it's not even teaching me, even if you want to say like what Rabbi Yaakov said in the Meshech Chachma, that it is part of the Havana, maybe that's at a later stage. The first stage of teaching, when you go Pashta, Munach Zarka, there's nothing there in terms of the content of Torah, right? It has some type of kedusha, but it is not Torah per se, and that's why Rav Soloveitchik argued with that Rabbeinu Simcha that it's not all drabbanans that you have. No, it's drabbanan here means something specific, not to be expanded to all drabbanans. Okay, let us continue. Tznan, says the, back to our Mishnah. So what do we have? We have a machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, why one is allowed to get paid for Mikra, which then has an application to why is it that in our Mishnah one is not allowed to teach Mikra to someone who is Mudur Hana for me, but I'm allowed to teach Mishnah. Tznan, said our Mishnah, lo yilam denu Mikra. So our Mishnah said there's a difference between Mikra and Mishnah. So Bishlam al mandamar schar pisuk ta'amim haynu de lo yilam denu. Fine. I understand. If I'm mudur hana from someone, I'm not allowed to teach them for free in the Mishnah because I should be getting the schar for pisik ta'amim. I'm not getting schar, and that is why I'm being mahana you because you're saving the money that you should be paying. So that is why it is usur. Elamanda amar schar shimur. But if you say the reason that you're able to get money is from the babysitting from schar shimur, so gadol bar shimur hu, the pashas in the Mishnah. Is that we're not talking about a katan? You a mudra or not from a katan? Pasha says you a mudra or not from a gadol. So if it's talking about a gadol, there is no schar shimur. So why should you be usher to teach them Torah? it's not that you would be able to get paid for this. You'd only get paid for teaching a katan. So why would it be usur? So the Gemara answers, no, b'katan katani. So have a new kimta. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a katan. You were mutar hana from a katan, and that is why you're not allowed to teach Torah because you're for teaching him Torah because you're saving him. You're saving him money. The Ron is mayor, but what about? So it's a katan. So why is it even usur? If you're mutar hana from a katan is a lot bar chiyuva. So why would it still be usur? So the Ron says no, because it's still usur lahaachil katan. Isser biadayim, right? The Mishnayos and the Gemara at the end of Meseches, the Gemara really at the end of Meseches Yevamos. The Ran says that it is still usser. The fourth wide line of the Ran. The avagav the katan ochon avelos ain bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. Even though if a katan is doing an aver by himself, bezdin might not be mitzuveh to prevent him and stop him from doing that avera. Afilo hachilo safina lebiadayim. You are not allowed to feed him that isser. Ukishem milamdo harehu mahaneu. And if he is usser bahana'a from you, being mahanahim is being masafina biadayim. You are feeding him the isser, and therefore it's still going to be usser, even if you only mudra hana from a katan. So back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, really? Iba katan. If our Mishnah is about a katan, so what about the next line? Ema seifa av malamid is bana mikra. You can't teach him mikra, but you can teach his kids mikra. Katan bar banimu. Could a katan have children? Katan bar banimu. Katan can't have children. Katan can't even get married halachically. Even if he's not married, he can't have children. So what does that mean? That you're not allowed to teach him, but you're allowed to teach his children. So you have to say the Mishnah is missing a line as follows. Lo yilamdenu mikra bikatan. If he is a katan, you can't because of the two reasons. We're in the reason of the shimur, schar shimur. Imaya gadol milamdo lo ulabana mikra. But by a gadol you can because there is no schar shimur there. And the children is indirect. So that is why it would be mutter in either case. Period. Says the Gemara. By the way, there is, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that one has a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Every Jew has a chiyuv, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. He writes this in the Kutros Achron of Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says, the ode. He says there's a difference between the Yediyas HaTorah Kula and the mitzvah of the Higisa Bo Yom HaValayla. Yediyas HaTorah says we have to keep striving until we learn the entire Torah. He says, Vaday, the mitzvahs v'shinantem, v'chein lav upen yasuru, koi al kol HaTorah Kula shebal peh, shehi pirish kol HaTorah mitzvah shebechsav, gam she'ena no'agos achshav, v'gam ha'mesuros lakohanim, v'la melech, v'gam kol drashas ha'psukim, she'enam pirish HaTorah mitzvos, v'hein agados. He says, every Jew has a chiyuv to know the entire Torah. Doesn't matter who we are. Separate from that, we have a chiyuv to learn Torah. The Higisa Bayom of Alayla. There's Yediyas HaTorah and the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Meaning even after someone learns everything and they know the entire Torah, if that is possible, they still have a chiyuv to keep learning. The Higisa Bayom of Alayla, right, 2 days. So that includes all Torah, Mikra and Mishnah and everything in between. Good. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Next try from the Brisa. Tinokos lo korin betchila b'shabis eloshonin barisho. The Brisa says something and we don't know why, what the reason is for this halacha. So first we think one reason and then we'll see better some later on another reason. The Brisa says you're not allowed to teach something new to children on Shabbos. Can't teach them a new sugya, a new topic. But you can review eloshonin barishon. Right? You can review with them. So why should that be? What's the potential isser with teaching a child? So the Gemara at first thinks the potential isser is schar Shabbos, which is an isser d'rabanan, which we will talk about, relating to getting paid for his work done on Shabbos. So bishlam alamanda amar schar pisuk ta'amim. I understand, according to the reason who says, that a melamid gets paid for, can get paid for pisuk ta'amim, not for the babysitting, but for teaching them the tamei hamikra. I understand why there's a difference between teaching them the first time and teaching them the second time. Teaching them the first time, that's really hard work. That's hard work, so you're going to get paid for that. That's tircha yaseira. And therefore you're going to get paid for that, and that's why it's usher on Shabbos, because of schar Shabbos. The second time, they already know it, so it's not going to be so hard, you're just reviewing, and therefore you'll do without getting paid, and that's why it's mutter on Shabbos. So Bishlam, according to that reason, Hainu Deinkar and Betchila B'Shabbos, I understand why first time's Aser, second time's Mutter. Elalamanda Amar Schar Shimur. But according to the opinion that says that the reason you are allowed to get paid for Mikra is Schar Shimur. So what's the difference? Am I Inkar B'Tchila B'Shabbos, am I Shonen Barishon? Ha'ika Schar Shimur the Shabbos. It should be Aser both times, whether the first time or the second time. If the issue is that you're getting paid for work done on Shabbos, so that is a problem, right? That is the topic of Schar Shabbos, or the Shvir Shabbos says in the Perek about the miscellaneous halachas, Perek Chavches, the title of Perek Chavches is Dinim Shonim. Says the Shvir Shabbos, Chazal Asru Schar Shabbos, Hainu Kabbalah Schar, Temuras Avoda Hanasis B'Shabbos. Any work that I do on Shabbos that I get paid for, Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Vav, the Shvir Shabbos quotes it here, it is Aser. Gam im ein kol iser be'etzem asiyas avoda. Even if I'm not doing anything malacha oriented, I'm not doing anything. I'm babysitting. I'm watching something. I'm not doing any malacha. Still Aser. Why? Gezeira mishimekachu memkar. This is part of the Gzeir Mekach Umemkar, which is ultimately Gzeir Mishem Kosev, Shema Yichtov, Gzeir Mishem Mekach Umemkar. That is the reason. The Arslam Achron in the Shol Umeshiv, he quotes in the footnote, that maybe according to the Ramban of Parshas Emor, there is a touch of a Daraisa here. That's the Ramban of Shabbason. When the Ramban says on the Asay of Shabbason, that even though there are certain Isurim per se that might be Durabanan of money and selling on credit, certain things that are Durabanan at most, but if somebody acts in a normal weekday way on Shabbos or Yantif, and business as usual, and the gates of the city are closed, there's no carrying Isur, and they're schlepping around, and this and that, then they violate the Daraisa mitzvah of Shabbason, that we have to create a Shabbos or Yantif day. So some Achronim say that even though the detail of Schar Shabbos is Durabanan, but it might be an idea that smacks of a Daraisa, right? That is the Tzav Achronim. He also quotes in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim also says that the Isra of Schar Shabbos eino de aser laharviach b'Shabbos. It's not per se to make money. Ela dim asa melacha afti melachu muteres kibo shmiras parez. We'll see mikomaka meichad mistaker bazeh aser lishmor mishum Schar Shabbos v'hashmira asura. It's not the din of that the money getting paid is aser, but it's the melacha done for money that's aser. Right? That was the gzeira. Back to the, on the top of the Shvir Shabbos, V'schar Shabbos Aser Afilu Mkibo Asmo Mibod Yom La'asos Es Avodah B'Shabbos. Even if all the arrangements were made on Thursday, doesn't matter. Ula Kabbalah Saschar Tavuras Avodah Acharei Tzeis HaShabbos. The arrangements were made on Thursday, I'm going to get paid on Monday, it's still a problem. Who is the Isser on? It is on the Mekabel. Isser Schar Shabbos Chal Al HaMekabel Aschar, on the one getting paid. Al Kamala Nosein Schar Chal Isser Shariu Machshul Aschavero. That's Lefnei Iver. There's Lefnei Iver even by Isurei Drabanan. The Minchas Chinuch discusses in the Mitzvah Lefnei Iver, if I am Machshil someone in an Avera Drabanan, do I violate Lefnei Iver D'Oraisa? Right? Is that possible? Can I be worse than the person himself that I'm being Nichshal? And the Minchas Chinuch assumes yes. But not for the reasons that we think of. The Minchas Chinuch expands on the Chinuch, who says, we know there are two parts of Lifnei Iver. One part of Lifnei Iver is causing and helping somebody, facilitating somebody to do an Aveira. But the other part of Lifnei Iver is just giving bad advice and misleading somebody. So says the Minchas Chinuch, even if you want to say that Lifnei Iver part one, if you're Machshel and Drabanan, can't be worse than the person himself, but it's no worse than bad advice, and therefore you violate at least that part of Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa. So, but that is Lifnei Iver. If somebody pays someone for their work done on Shabbos, that is Lifnei Iver a problem. Ukashem Shasal Kabbal Schar Shabbos, Kachasal Schabbos Schar Yatif, they are both all users. So that's what the Gemara says here. We'll get to the Heter, Beshem, in a minute. But the Gemara says, so if the issue, the reason that you're allowed to get paid for Mikra is Schar Shimur, so why should there be a difference between first time and second time? Why is the first time Asur, and the second time Mutter? So the Gemara answers, Ula Taimeich, five lines up, Ha'ika Schar, I'm sorry, Ula Taimeich, Schar Pisuk B'Shabbos Mish Asur. 1 minute. I have a different reason. Why should even Pisuk be Asur? Havlahi, Vavla Mishra Shari. One minute there's a big heter that Schar Shabbos has, known as Havla'os, swallowed up. Schar Shabbos is only usur if it is specified that this is the money being paid for Shabbos work. But if I pay for the week, included in that payment is the payment for Shabbos, that would be allowed. The Issa D'Rabbanan is only when it is earmarked, and everybody knows that it's clear what the payment is if I get a daily wage. And every day I'm going to get paid separately. That's Aser. But if it's Bahavla, so then that is going to be Mutter. And here too, isn't it a case of Havla? The Tanya, how do you know that the Brisa says? Hasochres apol lishmoras atinok. If you hire a worker to guard, what's the context here? Para aduma. Right, we make ourselves crazy by paraduma in terms of the level of tara. So if somebody hires a worker to guard the child who's going to be involved in the paraduma, guard him from tumah, lishmaras aparo, to guard the paraduma itself, lishmaras azraim, to guard the zraim that's going to be used for the omer, says the brisa, einosim lo schar shabbos. You're not allowed to pay them purely schar shabbos alone. Lefichach, therefore, im avdu. If they are guarding and they are not getting paid for it, so if something gets lost on Shabbos, they're not chayav b'achrayus because they're like a shomrei chinam. But v'imhaya schir Shabbos schir chodesh, if though they are hired for the week or for the month, schir shana or for the year, schir shavua or for the 7 year, he's hired for this shmita cycle. So nosin lo schir Shabbos, then you're allowed to pay him. Because that's Bahavla, Lefichach, and therefore im avdu chayav b'achrayus. And if that's true, so then they would be chayav b'achrayus, because that is considered a shomer sachar. Question mark. So there's a concept of Havla as mutter. So even according to the other opinion, it's a problem. Even according to the reason of schar pisutamim, that you're allowed to get paid for that. So that's also a problem. Everything should be mutter, because it is all the assumption, it is all Bahavla. 2 points. Number one is, there is a machlokas rishonim, whether, and this Gemara takes a stand on it, it seems, whether the concept of Schar Shabbos applies by a Dvar Mitzvah. Does it apply to, if I'm not doing a Mitzvah, fine, there's an Isra of Schar Shabbos. What about if I'm doing a Mitzvah? Is there also an Isra of Schar Shabbos? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. And it's 2 days quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It comes up all the time. Are you allowed to pay a Chazin? Are you allowed to pay a Baal Tokeya? Are you allowed to play a Baal Kriya? Just for Shabbos. So, Machlokas Rishonim about that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Shin Vav, 2 days about this. Aser liskar chazanim lispala b'shabbos. It's aser. V'yesh b'shamatir. Right? Machlokas rishonim. And then the post can point out, but if you look elsewhere, achronim say, even according to the opinion that says it's mutter, ain't a roa simin bracha from that money. And therefore, it shouldn't be done. Fine. But the question is, how is it that many times people do get paid for being about tokeya, for being about kriya, for being anything? The answer is havla. Even according to the Shita, that's Machmir, Havla, we pay them for their preparation time, we pay them for their travel time, we pay them for something else that they do during the week, catering. Right, how do caterers get paid? They get paid for cooking the food and setting up before Shabbos and cleaning up after Shabbos. There's a lot that they get paid for because, even if you want to say something is a mitzvah, but generally, even according to the Machmir Shita, there are heterim. A big discussion about doctors. What about doctors getting paid for work they do on Shabbos, right? So they have to do something, a patient. What do they do? So the Gemara, the Shmir Shabbos again says, Machlokas aposkim, im shayach iser schar Shabbos gam l'gabi dvar mitzvah. He quotes, kagon chazin o bal tokeya, avo gam l'dasim ekilim, im kabolas tashlum tumuras chazonis, mishum simin bracha, and tov if they do something during the week that they're also getting paid for. Okay. But then, right after this Machlokas aposkim, in the next se'if, the Shmir Shabbos quotes, rofe, o achot, shenikra'im la'anik tipul refui b'shabbos. A doctor or a nurse that is called to give medical care on Shabbos. Mutter lahem lidroschar ala ezra harefui sheniku b'shabbos. He said it's mutter. It's mutter. He doesn't even quote here 2 days. He said it's mutter. Aval asur ladabar al zeh b'shabbos. Don't talk about it on Shabbos. Don't mention to them, oh, you can pay, leave the bill, in my mailbox. Va'adif shehemi kablu eschar b'avla, it's better b'avla, see the patient again after Shabbos, see them before, to do something. But it seems clear in the Shmir Shabbos that this is separate. This mitzvah is different. Maybe because it's sakana is different than just a mitzvah. Maybe because you have the idea of if they don't get it, they're not going to come the next time, right? You're worried about the future. Right, different different svar is given. The big footnote here discusses that. A secondary element in that is, what about charging an insurance company? That's already indirect, right? Not just the patient. So that might be another tzav l'hakel, meaning it's not a direct schar shabbos, it's an indirect, and therefore it would be mutter. Again, but that's a big discussion in the mefarshim about mitzvah and related to mitzvah. What about doctors? Another heter is, the Shmir Shabbos discusses, one more, and then we'll get to our motion, then we'll continue. He talks about, let's just read the Ramosha. Ramosha has a tshuva to his son. His son asks him, David Feinstein, this is in Arachayim Chelek Dal at Simen Nuntes, what about interest accounts in a bank? So, don't you get interest per day? Every day you leave the money in the bank, you're getting money for that. So, is that a problem of Schar Shabbos? So he writes, B'davar mashin eschadish achshav, shahab bank mishalim ribis, lefisach hayamim, shahaya amos b'ha bank, shim kain, yeish lesser mi'litol ribis, avor yimei ha-shabbos v'yamim tovim, meister Schar Shabbos, right, it's Schar Shabbos. But Ramosha says, it's correct what you wrote to me. Yafik asafta, why? Because how does the bank figure out the ribis? They go from midnight to midnight. So midnight to midnight on Friday is Havlah. Because there's part of that midnight to midnight time that's not Shabbos. And then midnight to midnight, Friday night to Motzei Shabbos is also B'Havlah. I'm also getting paid for hours that are not Shabbos and Yontif. That's why it's Mutter. The only problem you're going to go run into, says your Moshe, is where you have a two-day Yontif. You have Yontif on Friday or on Sunday, so then you're going to have a 24-hour period where Schar Shabbos is going to be Usser. So what do? You can't call up the bank and say, oh, I don't want the interest this day and that day. It's automatic. They're not going to not give it to you. So Moshe says, you know, give a little money to Tzedakah. You know, in those contexts, to parallel, figure out how much money you get per day, how much interest, and have l'shem that, you know, this Tzedakah is to cover those couple of dollars that one gets for interest for those days. What about the Yontif Sheni? He says maybe in that case you for sure could be mako by a Yontif Sheni because that's already a suffix, fake at the Yoma, you know, by the Drabanan. But that is the discussion of Schar Shabbos. Anyway, back to the question on the Braisa. So if we say that Schar Shabbos should be mutter in both cases for Havlah, so why should there be any problem? Why does the Braisa say that it's also to get paid for teaching them the first time, but it's mutter for the second time? So Gemara says it has nothing to do with Schar Shabbos. Ella, fourth line. Gabi Shabbos, Hainu Taima. Think Ar Betchila. Mishum de Yifnu Ab Hashon de Yenuke LeMitzvasa de Shabsa. Why? Because we want the fathers of the children to turn to involve themselves in the mitzvah Shabbos. What does that mean in the mitzvah Shabbos? Says the Ran, they used to have yeshiva on Shabbos. Right? We can't fathom this. But they used to learn. The Rebbe used to teach them on Shabbos. If they're learning something new, says the Ran, the father's not going to want to take them out. Because I don't want my son to miss this. So I'm not going to want to take him out. So then the whole family is going to be waiting. The child's not going to be part of the Sudan Shabbos. There's going to be a problem. They're going to be Mavata Lonik Shabbos. So if they're only reviewing, so then the father would take him out. Or the Rush says, they don't want them to wait. The Rush is printed on the bottom of Amud Aleph. In my Yikaron B'tchilo, hayachamur lahem, vayitzrichim laharich, vihaavos mitzapin lisod, achayavo. Right, the families are going to be waiting until the kids come home from yeshiva, and at the first time, it takes longer. Umevatlin onik Shabbos. Right, so therefore, review goes quicker, and therefore, it would be better. Again, you see, they had the only 2 days that they umevatel. Right, erev Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur. Right, only a couple of days that there was no, or Tisha B'Av itself, that they wouldn't. But here it says that they only should teach them review so that it wouldn't be bittel. Wouldn't be any bittel zman on for the bittel of onik Shabbos for the fathers. There is an idea, special idea about what we learn on Shabbos, right? The Medrash already tells us the tour quotes the Medrash in Siman Reish Sadi about learning on Shabbos. Says the Medrash, Amar Torah l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Kishiyikatzu Yisrael la'aretz, when the Torah said to Hashem, when Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, Zeratz l'karmo, v'zeratz l'sadeyu. Everybody's going to go to their fields. V'ani matei alai. What's going to be with me? What's going to be with me? Nobody's going to learn me. Because they're all going to be involved. Now everybody gets the mon and the be'er, plenty of time to learn. But when they go into Eretz Yisrael, there's not going to be enough time. So Hashem answers, Amar la, Yesh li zug sha'ani mezaveg lecha. I have a pair. I have your zivug. V'shabbos shmo. Shabbos is the zivug for Torah. Shehim b'teila mimalachtam. They're not working on that day. V'yacholin la'asof b'cha. And they could be osek. And that adkan. And therefore, says the tour, Sarach sheikvu medrash lahudia la'am eschukei alakim es torosav. That's why you have to be special. Kovei a medrash, special shir. The source for a Shabbos afternoon shir by the rabbi is right here. And also with Boasuda Bizan Besa Medrash, you can't have a big meal. A person shouldn't have a big meal during the time of the rabbi shir, because that's a slap in the face of this medrash. And the Beis Yosef there quotes another medrash, the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Vayakel Moshe, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Im Atem Nikalim B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos, V'Bate Knasiyos V'Bate Midrashos. If you gather on Shabbos, in your shuls, and in your Bate Medrash, V'Koren Batara U'B'Nevi'im, Ma'ale Ani Aleichem, Ki'ilu Himlachtem Osi Ba'olami. I give you great schar, give you great schar. Or the other, the Shiyomudu Kaladoros Abba Macharecha Lahakil Kihilos Bechal Shabbos Lulma Hebbahem Torah LaRabin. Get all these different lashonos of the Midrashim quoted here in the Torah in the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Sadi. Also, this idea about learning something new and learning something old is also quoted in the Poskim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yaradeya in Siman Reish Mem Hey. The halacha, this line of the Brisa, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Karin Letzchinokas B'Shabbos B'Tchila Mashalo Lamdu Mishum. But what's the reason the Shulchan Aruch quotes Torah HaShabbos? It's too bothersome to learn something new, to crack my head on trying to figure something out. So that's too much of a tircha. Avol Mashakaru Pamachas Shonu Mosol Lam B'Shabbos. To teach the children something new, that it's a violation of Oneg. They don't enjoy it. To review, that's okay. And the Pesachei Teshuvah here quotes, there are some that say that just the opposite. Who wants to review? Learning something new, it's exciting. You know, chazering and reviewing is much harder. So it's basically what everyone enjoys to learn. One should enjoy their learning on Shabbos, what everyone enjoys, that's what one should be involved in. The Zohar quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Zohar in Hilchos Shabbos, that one should try to be mechadish something on Shabbos. Because every after Shabbos, our neshama goes up, our neshama Yisir goes back to Shemayim, and is asked, new? So what were you mechadish? What were you mechadish? Doesn't mean that we have to be mechadish something ourselves. We have to learn something new. Learn something new, but something that we enjoy. That's what the message of that Shulchan Aruch is. We should be involved in things that we enjoy on Shabbos. Vaita, let's go back to the Gemara. So reason number one why one shouldn't learn something new on Shabbos is because of the fathers. V'bayasema, or number two, and this might relate to what we were just talking about, Mishun de v'shapsa achlin v'shasin, because on Shabbos we eat, we drink, v'yakar alon alma. Literally, the world is heavy on us. Meaning it's hard to learn with a full stomach. It's hard to learn. We get tired. Kedamar Shmuel, like Shmuel said, Shinui Veses Tchilas Cholim Me'ayim. The change of the normal routine is the beginning of stomach issues. Right? We have this back in at the end of Ksubis, where the Mishnah spoke there about moving. Even moving from another Ra to another Yafeh could also be a problem. But Shmuel says, you know, learning on Shabbos is different because we are in a different daily routine. So that's why one shouldn't be involved in deep, difficult learning on Shabbos, says Shmuel. Ulaman, period. So now let's get back to the Machlokas. We figured out that Brisa, but now why did each one not like the other one? Ulaman da Amar Schar Pisak Ta'amim. My time alo Amar Schar Shimur, according to the one who said Pisak Ta'amim, why didn't he like the Schar Shimur reason? That was a good reason, babysitting. Kasavar Banos Mika Bayin Shimur. Because he said, what? Banos. Do they require shimur? Meaning the Mishnah is talking about bein banim, bein banos. Daughters, banos, the Rishonim here say, were never put in a place outside that required shimur. Called kvud basdach pnima. Maybe they weren't educated in the same way in the times of the Gemara as boys were. And therefore there was no shimur required for them. And the Mishnah is so same that it's about both boys and girls. So I'd rather not give a reason that only applies to boys and does not apply to girls. Number two, Ulaman da Amar Schar Shimur, my time alo Amar Schar Pisak Ta'amim. So what about the other reason, the Man da Amar? Why didn't he hold Pisak Ta'amim? Kasavar Pisak Ta'amim da Raisahu. Because he holds that Tameh HaMikra, Pisak Ta'amim is a Misora da Raisa. Based on Sukkim, the Amar of Ika Bar Avin, Amar of Hananel, Amar of my Dechsev. What does the pasuk mean? By Ezra when they opened up the Sefer Torah, Vayikru b'Sefer Torah so Elokim miforash b'shum seichel v'yavinu b'mikra. They read from the Torah and they had all of these understandings. What does each word in this pasuk mean? V'yikru b'sefer Torah so Elokim zemikra. They read the Torah. Miforash, what does that mean? Explicit zetargum. That refers to the unkelis, the targum. Right, that is the special quality that Targum has. We know the Shulchan Aruch says that a Yerei Shamayim, when he's Mavri Sedra, should read both Targum and Rashi. That's a Yerei Shamayim. The Shulchan Aruch only says Yerei Shamayim by a couple of halachas. Not too many. Rav Avadya Yosef and Etshuva and Siman Lamed Zayin quotes, even if one does not understand the Targum, there's still a tremendous maila to read it. And he quotes from the earlier sources, he quotes from the Yamshel Shlomo, that he quotes the Arizal, Hizr Ma'od al Kriyas HaTargum al Pi HaKabbalah, the Chida, the Chain, Af Mishenu Maven, Kol Kach Svas HaTargum, Alav Likro HaParsha Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. And he quotes from the Prima Gadim, right, this idea. So, the value, again, doesn't mean if you have a choice, Targum or Rashi, that's a question, most probably would say do Rashi, and hopefully, when you get there, also do Targum. But that's Meforesh, Targum. V'shum Seichel, Elu HaPsukim. What does Shum Seichel mean, the Psukim? Moshe Rabbeinu made the Psukim. Kol Psukei Telo Paskei Moshe, Anan Lo Paskinon. We're not allowed to make half Psukim. Big discussion in all the places where we say a half a Pasuk. By Kiddush, by Hagba, Elu HaPsukim. V'yavinu b'mikra. The Prakim were not from Jewish sources, but the Psukim were. V'yavinu b'mikra, Zeh Pisuk Ta'amim. There it is. Already from a pasuk in Navi, we learn pisuk ta'amim. We learn the tamei amikra. Va'amri la elu hamisoros. And some say mikra refers to the misoros. What are misoros? So that is as is described by the Ran here. All the items that were given by misora. Maybe that means kri and ksiv and all the other secrets about the text of the Torah. Period. There, Shulchan Aruch quotes the importance of Tameh HaMikra, but the Rama says if somebody makes a mistake in Ta'amim, so we are not machzir the Balkore. Kara v'tah afilu b'diklagos achas machzir. No, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Mem Beis, if one makes a mistake in words, well, we have to be machzir them. Rama v'uchein adin achaz in akore v'dafka shinui shemishtana al yidei ha'inyan. But if somebody makes a mistake in what we call trap, you get upset at him, but you don't have to be machzer him. You don't have to be machzer him. And this is against Reb Chaim. They quote from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was machzer the Balkore even if he missed Ta'amim. Even if he missed Ta'amim. Pashtus, why? Because of this Gemara. Because this Gemara says this is the Araisa. And to add, sometimes it does change the meaning of the word. Or I shouldn't say it changes the meaning, but it adds to the understanding. It adds to the understanding if we use the tam improperly. In the Chashuke Chemed here, Rav Zerbasin discusses, what happens if somebody read Vayimain without the Shalshelis? Without the Shalshelis, we know the Shalshelis describes Yosef, he's really Mema'ein, and it adds to our understanding, right? Or Vayismama, and Vayimain also by Lot's family. So all of these, the Shalshelis adds. So he says, even though it's true, it adds a lot, but Mistam it's not Ma'akev. Mistam it's not Ma'akev. And then he goes through, but we find sometimes, he quotes Meshachachmas, he quotes others, that always look at the Ta'amim for reasons, Afalpike, and for understandings. Afalpike in Lechora, it would be Mutter. Let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll have to stop in the middle to continue on tomorrow's chock full daf also. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Mikra Sofrim, the Eater Sofrim, all these items. Mikra Sofrim is the way that was the Kriya, how it's read, that was given to us by the Sofrim. Eater Sofrim, Eater Sofrim, Eater is like a crown. The Ron quotes on the second medium line, Tevos Yeseros, Shenechtevu Liyapos Halashon, words that might just be in the Torah for beauty, right? Even if it doesn't, it's Ma'ater the Lashon. V'kriin v'lo ksivin. We have a kri where you read something where it's not written. V'ksivin v'lo kriin, or the opposite. All of those, halacha l'moshe misinai. All of those are halacha l'moshe misinai. What are some examples of this? So, we'll have to maybe leave that. Start with mikra sofrim on tomorrow's daf. Actually, let's just read one more line. Mikra sofrim, Where do you have an example of Mikrat Sofrim? When we read Eretz Shamayim Mitzrayim. All of those we read differently at the end of a pasuk, Rabbi Nesnachta. Eretz, Aretz, Shamayim, Shamayim, right? That's Mikra Sofrim. That was given to us from Moshe Rabbeinu. Eter Sofrim, where does that come from? Words that help with our understanding, but weren't needed. We would have understood even without it. Achar Tavoru. Right, after you eat, then you can leave. We could have just said Tavoru. We know, after what's done earlier, then they'll be able to go. Achar Teilech, Achar Teyasef. All of those words are extra, so to speak. Kidmu Sharim, Achar Nognim. So again, it could have said that without that word. Tzidkascha, Keharea, what we say by Mincha on Shabbos. It could have left out the Kaf. Tzidkascha, your righteousness is like... is Kariel, even without the cup, we would have known it's compared. So some of these are extra words, extra letters, but they help with our understanding. They make it smooth in the syntax of the Torah, and that's why it is there. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll continue tomorrow with more Kri and Ksiv discussions and Nevuah discussions. Tomorrow's daf, Nevarim Lamed Ches, is another chock full daf before we get back to other inyanim of Nedarim.